The purpose of the crime beat is to educate and inform the public about some of the property crime trends occurring in South Delta and other files of interest. If you see anything occurring that you believe to be suspicious, call 911 for in-progress crimes and emergencies or 604-946-4411 for other assistance. Sawa Sen Asterisk December 26, 5000 block of Canoe Passway. An employee reported a backpack containing their wallet, keys, AirPods, umbrella, and an AirTag was stolen from the staff lounge at their workplace. Their credit card had been used to ride the SkyTrain and the AirTag tracked the backpack to a shopping mall in Richmond. Richmond RCMP attended the mall and subsequently located a suspect in possession of the backpack. The suspect was arrested and the backpack returned to the complainant who did not wish the suspect charged. The suspect was released and warned regarding any further acts of theft in the future. December 27, 5000 block of Canoe Passway. Police responded to a report of the theft of clothing from a shop in the mall. The suspect is described as a 30-year-old Middle Eastern female. A patrol of the mall and parking lot proved negative. Value of the theft is approximately $100. December 27, 5000 block of Canoe Passway. A business reported two males had stolen items from the store. Mall security located the males identified by surveillance video in another store. Police attended and detained the two males for theft. Both males elected to be honest, apologized, and returned the stolen merchandise. Security issued a ban to the mall and as there was no previous history with the suspects they were released without charges. December 28, 4600 block of Fox Lane. Complainant reported that sometime over the past couple of days their vehicle, parked in front of their residence had been vandalized. Police attend and observed what appeared to be two deliberate scratch marks to the driver's side door. Neighboring residences were contacted and asked to provide any surveillance video of the area. A file number was provided for insurance purposes. December 28, 5000 block Canoe Passway. A report was received from the mall that three males had taken three fire extinguishers from their cases and discharged them in the washrooms, resulting in the extinguishers having to be refilled at a cost of $300 and the washrooms to be cleaned. Still photos of the males distributed for possible identification. January 1, 5000 block of Canoe Passway. A business reported a female set off the merchandise alarm when leaving the store. When approached, the female returned two articles of clothing. The store believes the female had not returned a pair of sunglasses valued at $100. Security traced the female but lost track in the food court due to the large volume of people. Ladner Asterisk December 29, 3500 block of Highway 17A. Police conducted a traffic stop after observing a vehicle driving approximately 35 kilometers over the posted speed limit. The driver admitted to having a glass of wine with dinner and provided breath samples which read 0.045. A 12-hour driving suspension was issued to the driver for having consumed alcohol contrary to their Class 7 restrictions. A ticket was issued and the vehicle was driven home by a friend. December 29, 6000 block of Highway 17A. Complainant reported they parked their vehicle at a business and when they returned to the vehicle it started with a very loud noise. The vehicle was taken to a mechanic who confirmed the catalytic converter was cut from the vehicle. Police contacted the business security who examined surveillance video, but there was no footage of the theft. January 1, 6500 block of Ladner Trunk Road. A business reported a male had left the store with a bottle of liquor valued at $106 without payment. The male is described as Caucasian, heavy build, and a full beard. The theft was captured on surveillance video and images of the male disseminated for possible identification.